After the villagers left the hut, a great wind came from the west. It blew fiercely across the village. It blew open the door to the poor woman's hut and lifted the brocade clean off the wall where it hung. It blew it through the open window and lifted it into the sky. The woman and her son ran to the window and watched as the brocade fluttered off in the wind. They kept watching until it became a small dot in the sky. "My precious brocade," cried the poor woman. "It is lost and my life is over." She fell in a faint, and her son lifted her and put her in her bed. When she awoke, she was heartbroken. "That brocade meant all the world to me," she told her son. "What will I do without it?" "Do not worry, mother," said the son. "I will go and find your lost brocade and bring it back to you." The faithful son left at once. Chapter 2. The Quest. The son walked for 3 days until he came to a stone house with a stone horse in front of it. Sitting outside the house was a strange-looking elderly man with a long gray beard. The youth told him what he was looking for. "Ah, I saw such a fabulous brocade fly by here not 3 days ago," said the old man. "Where is it?" asked the son excitedly. "In a palace far, far away from here. I will tell you how to get there."